This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. Obviously, I'm Alex Jones. It is Monday, the 15th of September, 2003. And boy, do we have an important show lined up for you here. The websites freshly updated are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You'll definitely want to check them out. In fact, on Infowars.com, we produced a new archive or a special focus section on protecting the terrorists. And we already always had these sections, but this one focuses specifically on flying now 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders out to safety in the middle of the Afghanistan war. Because so many new things have happened, we add that to the AFP article here on Yahoo today. Pakistan helped Al-Qaeda set up shop in Afghanistan, U.S. documents show. These are admitted declassified U.S. documents that Pakistan controls and runs Al-Qaeda, and that bin Laden works for them. Funny, they publicly admit that Pakistan works for the CIA and is a subsidiary of that, and we know the head of Pakistani intelligence met with Porter Goss and Senator Graham on the morning of September 11th. There was CIA Director George Tenet, and the White House was on the phone in control of NORAD, and they were running drills of, quote, flying hijacked jets into buildings and flying the bin Laden family out of the country. It goes on and on. Talk about a staged event. They had the launch plans on their desk to invade Afghanistan 2 days before, had the troops massing 3 months before. There in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and several other stands. So that's interesting. We'll get into that. Also, they've got some of the widows on TV going, yeah, we want these questions answered about 911. Why was NORAD standing down for over an hour? Why'd they fly the bin Laden family and others out of the country? People are going, wow, the news is reporting the truth. Folks, that's one one-hundredths. If you want to be liberal about it, it's just a small facet of an over, it's the tip of the iceberg, to use the cliche, the veneer of the veneer on the surface of a big oak desk. I mean, we have trouble going through the thousands of red flags and smoking guns here. It's ridiculous, but we'll do some of that today. And then we got the Big Brother stuff coming online. I mean, stuff that even I have trouble believing. We'll get into that. And some stuff we found in the PNAC documents that I haven't spent enough time on, like race-specific viruses and bacteria they want to use on us, Dick Cheney said, and how that ties into all the deaths of these microbiologists. We're on the edge, folks, of terror attacks that make 911 look tame. That's why the government's so arrogant. That's why they don't care if you find out the truth about what they're doing. So we're on the edge of the precipice here, and all of civilization is about to be thrown off the side, to be sacrificed on the altar of the New World Order to build this global system. It's like last week they come out and say, well, bin Laden's about to resurface. He's going to get you. Give up all your rights, pass Patriot Act 2. I mean, Bush actually said that. And to condense what he said there in his speech, and then an hour later, bin Laden pops up, and they say, Al-Zawahiri, this is the right-hand man of bin Laden. He says that, you know, they're defeating us in Baghdad. They're going to defeat us all over the world. And no one seemed to point out, but this show and my great researchers, that the government says they confirmed to have captured him 18 months ago. I mean, they've killed bin Laden 3 or 4 times. They've killed Saddam 3 or 4 times. They've killed his son 3 or 4 times. They've killed Chemical Ali a couple times. I mean, they'll be announcing again. They killed him again. They captured him again. And the news reporters will report this with a straight face, and no one will say, wait a minute, you said we were at war with East Asia yesterday. Now we've never been at war with them. I mean, come on, folks. This is, the examples weren't this bad in 1984. So we'll go over that, too. And we're going to take your calls. And we got some guests as well. Toll-free number to join me on air, 800-259-9231.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
As a listener to the Genesis Communications Network, you're aware of the many health dangers that have been unleashed upon an unsuspecting public. We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but how do we do that without costly pharmaceutical products that trade benefits with side effects? Stabilized oxygen may be just the answer to this question and more. Stabilized oxygen is an oxidant similar to food-grade hydrogen peroxide, but it is more stable and effective with no unpleasant taste. By providing your bloodstream with molecular oxygen, it is possible to kill anaerobic bacteria and other parasites on contact without harming tissue or friendly bacteria. A 120-day supply of stabilized oxygen is just $15 postpaid. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your 4-month supply and get the best oxygen boost available in easy-to-take droplet form. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. Again, it's Monday, the 15th of September, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. And we're going to take a lot of your calls today. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. In the last segment, I got into the fact that last week they said that Bin Laden was going to get us again and played that video compilation on TV of the New World Order, boogeyman, telling us that we're all in a lot of trouble. I tell you what, do me a favor, guys, close your microphone. All right. Test Pilot Jones here, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing with what I was saying, Bush comes out and gives a speech and says that Bin Laden will be resurfacing. He's a great danger. And then after 18 months plus a new video services, they say on the news that it's a new video. Bin Laden's going to get us. His right-hand man, Al-Jazari, or however you pronounce it, releases a new audio tape, and this is up-to-date stuff. You know, we're going to defeat you in Iraq, and we're going to defeat you in Baghdad, and all this garbage. And then the news didn't want to point out that we have the news articles from the Associated Press and the London Guardian and ABC News. That, remember the big catch? They caught Bin Laden's right-hand man seen in the videos with him, and in the new videos with him and heard in the audio tape, they caught him. They say that they caught him 18 months ago. It was a big victory all over the news. But see, people don't have memories anymore. People have got memories a span of about an inch long. That's their long-term memory. And people don't even know where Iraq is. They don't even know what a democracy versus a republic is. They don't, generally, most Americans don't know who the vice president is in major polls. So the government doesn't care. They'll say, oh, we killed bin Laden 3 times. We killed Saddam 4 times. We killed Saddam's son 3 times. We've killed Chemical Ali 2 times, and now we've captured him. And they'll say they killed bin Laden again. They'll say they kill al-Jazari, or they've captured him 4 or 5 more times. And they'll release videotapes of him. Oh, look, it's a new video. We captured him 18 months ago. We killed him a month before that. We claim we killed him 6 months after that. Well, that's another thing about this guy, is bin Laden's right-hand man, is that they claim they've killed him so many times before. Well, we forgot about that part. And I try to explain this to people, and they don't even know where Afghanistan is. They don't know. They don't care. Well, isn't them guys with towels wrapped around their heads, aren't they the bad guys? That's what a senator said. It's just those brown people, you know, kind of that undertone racism that you see out there, you hear out there. Oh, they're the bad guys because they're different from us. And well, they showed me the brown man with the turban, and so we're in a good war. Let's get them, as really the government attacks and destroys your liberties and your freedoms. So I'm going to spend some time today reading articles from 18 months ago. Reading articles from 11 months ago where they capture him, they kill him, they parade him on TV, they kill him again, they capture him again, and now he's on videos with bin Laden and audio tapes with bin Laden, and the government announced that this is just from the other day. And of course, right on cue, Bush gives a speech saying that bin Laden's deadly will be reappearing like the Jack in the Box any second now, and 1 hour after he did that, he pops out of the box right on time. Now, I mean, folks, I'm getting sick of this. I don't know about you, but I'm getting really, really tired of this. And there's hundreds of these examples. I mentioned this last Friday. You all remember, come on, I know you can do it. I know you're smart. A lot of you just aren't focused on issues of freedom and government and long-term memories when it comes to politics. You know all about the 1956 American League batting average. You know all about UT football and how to wear the proper college football colors. You know all about the Tennessee Titans. You know what the salaries are of the starting lineup of offense and defense. So if you just put a little bit of that energy into your family's future and World War III and the war they're brewing with North Korea and the cashless society slave grid, the soft cage or soft prison, as some call it, then you might have a chance of living in a free society. I'm not talking down to our listeners. I know most of you are smarter and more articulate than I am in many cases. I'm talking to Joe Sixpack driving along here in the show for the first time going, I just can't get it. Well, to get it, you're going to have to sit down and watch the football game for a few minutes. Then maybe you can be in the game. You better figure out how government works. You better study history or you're doomed to repeat it. I mean, come on. Let's be part of something that really counts here. But one of the examples I used last week of this just Orwellian lying is the Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld gets up, and the week before they started the shock and awe campaign, the bombing of Iraq, with all the cruise missiles and stealth bomber bombs and the rest of it, and he says, look, don't worry, already 2 of the major army groups of the 5 have surrendered in Iraq covertly to us. We're in contact with them by cell phone, landline, email. We have spies on the ground. Most of the military is already giving up. We've already paid off a lot of the Republican Guard. We can't say who yet. That's why we're going to win this thing so easy. And they did, folks. The initial victory was easy. Now, 2 days after they claimed that all military operations had ceased, Rumsfeld got on TV and said these stories that we paid off regular army and that we paid off the Republican Guard and gold bars and euros and dollars, and that we had SAS and Delta Force on the ground and CIA doing it and MI6 is totally false. We never said that. We never paid anybody off. They all fought 100%. We had a total victory. We fought their army 100%, and still we won. Now, I know you remember that. And Rumsfeld got up on TV and said, I never said we paid them off. And the media did not call him on it. Think about that. Think about that, how big that is. It's like Ashcroft saying there is no Patriot Act 2, there is no terror legislation, and the media didn't call him on it when it had been introduced for 4 months when he testified before the House and Senate. Those senators and House members knew good and well he'd introduced that. It was introduced in the House and Senate. No one called him on it but shows like this. I mean, folks, these lies aren't just I didn't have sex with that woman or I'm not going to raise your taxes, then later be found out to be liars or go back on a promise. These lies are the equivalent of we've never been at war with East Asia, and the next day we're at war with them, we've always been at war with them. Or Big Brother says 1 week you're going to have this many cigarette and gin rations, you're going to have 100 rations per apartment building, and the next week he says you're getting 20, and I never said you weren't going to get 100. Or I never said you were going to get 100. I mean, it's the exact stuff. It's worse than what Winston experiences in just absolute amazement. And, you know, just once in the fictional world of 1984 did Winston have an actual news article proving Big Brother was a liar. Because always he worked in the Ministry of Truth, they had to go back and re-edit all the newspapers and put them into the furnace, the memory hole. And just once he found the original article. I mean, I've got them here lying. I've got hundreds of hours of video of Rumsfeld saying this, and then a month later saying that and saying he never said it, and the media never calling him on it. I mean, I am sitting in a giant memory hole. I am sitting here surrounded with their lies and their triple lies and their quadruple lies and lies on top of lies and lies that, I mean, it'd be like if I walked up in front of people at the Super Bowl right in front of the national cameras at halftime, or if you walked out and took an axe and split somebody's head right in front of the news cameras and then said, I didn't do it, and everyone said, he says he didn't do it. They went, okay, go free, as the body flops around with blood spraying out of the top of the head. They went, oh, he said he didn't do it. And they have, you know, 100 video camera angles, 100,000 witnesses in the stands, the umpires, the teams, everybody. It'd be like if a player pulled out a gun right from everybody and shot 20 people. Can you imagine that? And then they said, oh, the player didn't do it. And no one said, let's watch the videotape. I mean, it's that bad, folks. And you know what? I was talking to my dad about this weekend. He's a real smart guy. He said, I agree with you, son. They're seeing what they can get away with. They're just training us to accept lies. And people say this. They'll go, well, that's what politicians do. They lie. And you're the weirdo for caring that they're telling blatant lies. See, it's all about emotion. Well, don't we got to get Al-Qaeda? So what are they lying? And I go, well, the government funded Al-Qaeda. You show them the documents. I don't want to believe that. Oh, to bust you in the mouth, boy. Well, Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban for open borders and selling out our sovereignty. Well, I know, but I'm a Republican, okay? Actually, I had a guy tell me, that comes first, boy. It's easy for you to try to make the president look bad, but I like him. He's a lesser of two evils. Well, no, he's worse than Clinton because he's able to get more of the agenda through. Maybe you want to call up with quick examples of lies you've seen. Blatant 180s. Done day to day. You know, they don't do a 180 on their policy or what they said a month later. They do it an hour later. They do it a day later. And the big story isn't that they're lying. It's that the media says they're not lying. It's scary. All right, we will take some calls, get to a bunch of news. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Infowars.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here on this Monday edition. Let me just go over some of the news, and then the next segment, I promise, we'll go directly to Melissa, Hank, Steve, and others that are patiently holding from around the country. Pakistan helped Al-Qaeda set up shop in Afghanistan. U.S. documents show Pakistan helped Al-Qaeda members launch their operations in Afghanistan in the 1990s and even secretly ran a major training camp used by some of bin Laden's terror network, according to U.S. intelligence documents made public here. The documents produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency in the fall of 2001 and declassified in the censored version this past week also indicate that legendary Afghanistan guerrilla commander Ahmad Sy Massoud may have been killed 2 days before the September 11th attacks because he had learned something about bin Laden's plan and had began to warn the West. Yeah, killed by the CIA. In its secret dispatches obtained under the Freedom of Information Act by the National Security Archive, this is just what they get that isn't classified now, folks, a non-profit research organization here, the Defense Intelligence Agency warns that the documents represent only raw intelligence. They nonetheless point to a complex picture of factional rivalry in which Pakistan had tried to use the Taliban and al-Qaeda to promote its influence in the war-torn Afghanistan, only to eventually lose control over both of them. Now, that's the spin. And I guess they lost control of them when, according to Reuters and the Associated Press, hundreds of C-130s landed in Kabul and Kandahar in the north and south and loaded 8,000-plus Taliban and al-Qaeda, according to the declassified document, cream leaders on the aircraft and flew them to northwest Pakistan, where they are today. You mean those guys? Now, again, New Yorker Magazine, Times of London, MSNBC, Fox News all admit this. And Fox News got on TV. I actually turned the TV on one day after this had all come out for months, and they said, this is back in early 2002, and they said, yes, the CIA made a mistake and landed at all these airfields and loaded the Taliban and al-Qaeda, including bin Laden, on the planes and flew them out to safety. Now, picture bin Laden on a C-130 flown by U.S. troops. I mean, it just, come on. Can you compute out there? Can you compute? Here, but I saw bombing of Afghanistaner. I saw his don't try it with me. Yeah, it's the same system over and over again. The globalists founded the Taliban and al-Qaeda. That's admitted. They used them in 98 to attack the Serbs. That's admitted. Senate report by Republicans, 99. They went in. They ordered the Taliban and al-Qaeda months before to press into service, and the Afghans say that suddenly men came, Arabs came, sometimes, quote, with Europeans, with the English, as they call them, and would press gang. That's an old British term. They would grab young men, old men, shoemakers, herders, shopkeepers, they'd herd them out and aim guns at them and make them sit in dugouts before 9/11. They'd make them just sit out there in these camps. Okay? Then September 11th comes, there's 40,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops north of Afghanistan massed. There's aircraft carriers that come scooting in the day of 9/11, two aircraft carriers there right off the coast of Pakistan, just a couple hundred miles from Afghanistan, just happened. The carrier task force just line up, and then the bombing starts. And remember, the Northern Alliance have a memory cell, folks. Remember, going, we're sick of this. We've got the real Arabs in those cities and in the second line of trenches. We're not allowed to bomb them. Why? And the U.S. government said, stop it. You're not allowed to. Our own special forces complained. A few colonels complained. We're not allowed to really take it to them. Suddenly, jets land, helicopters land, C-130s land, fly out Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. Suddenly, all opposition implodes. The troops roll in. There's lots of video images of poor Afghans sitting there in bunkers being blown to bits. Nobody's. Little 15-year-old kids, folks. They grab them. They torture them. They kill them. They line them up, 3,000 of them, shoot them, put them in containers, ship them to Camp X-Ray, torture the living daylights out of them. And they admit in the news, it's old men, young kids, isn't even Taliban or al-Qaeda there at the base. All for theater, folks. All to train you. General Baucus, head of the camp, resigned, so that these weren't even Taliban or al-Qaeda. Source on that, Associated Press. This, my friends, is the true horror. What? It's a CIA op. CIA op. We got a section on that at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Two separate sections on that subject. I suggest you go face the music before it's too late.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you been tricked into believing that you can't hire or be hired without a Social Security number? You think that you can't bank, get a driver's license, or rent an apartment, or get insurance without a Social Security number?
321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're about to go to Melissa, Hank, Steve, and many others. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. And again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, just briefly recapping what we covered earlier. It's now come out that Pakistan has been protecting al-Qaeda and the Taliban, that they were arms of the Pakistani intelligence. We already knew this. The history books already say this, that they're protecting bin Laden. Now, again, bin Laden was created by the CIA. His code name's Tim Osman when he's in the U.S., without the fake beard and the hair and all that, and the turban. Very secular family, trained by the U.S. government, going back to the British, and they flew the Taliban and al-Qaeda out to safety, arrested innocent people. It was a staged war in Afghanistan. That's now coming out. And remember, the head of Pakistani intelligence met with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, as well as George Tenet, director of the CIA, on the morning of 9-1-1 at 8:30 in the morning. They were eating breakfast, and there was not a TV on, and even the Wall Street Journal admits the aide walked in and said, "We've been attacked," and they said, "We already know." And George Tenet smiled and said, "We already know." This was General Mahmoud's second trip in his life to the U.S. This is the head of Taliban and al-Qaeda, the guy that wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. You have the houses, the cars, the credit cards, everything for the hijackers paid for by the FBI. This is all admitted. And now Pakistan helped al-Qaeda set up shop in Afghanistan, U.S. documents show, right up until 2001. Totally staged, and they flew him out to safety. I also want to get more into the PNAC document where they talk about race-specific viruses and bacteria to kill certain races of people. Very scary stuff. Also, the alerts they're putting out, Hikesphere, U.S. warns of chem bio attacks bigger than 9/11. Yeah, to re-engineer our society. Body parts found near Elder Bush's property up in where they're really from, Kennebunkport, Maine, not at the movie set out at Crawford. So we'll get into that. Also, Aman Poor is saying CNN practiced self-censorship. There's also going to be an indefinite delay on weapons report. U.S. and Britain have decided to delay indefinitely the publication of a full report on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, until right before the election, they'll bring out more lies. Japan warns that it will attack if North Korea aims its missile. Now, their missile is put on a platform and aimed. Japan now admits they've got nukes. They've been building them for over a decade. We already told you this years ago. And they're going to nuke everybody. And you've seen how they are making computers and cars, folks. And they bought enough uranium and plutonium 4 years ago from the EU, run their country for over 100 years at its current growth rate, and to build tens of thousands of nuclear weapons. So, thought that might be a little tidbit you'd want to know about. Oh boy, immigration officers let terrorists into UK, report confirms. Well, just like in our country, the government got bonuses. Those that ordered the good patriots to force the terrorists back in got awards. That and some cashless society control grid stuff that is the worst stuff yet. That's coming up. Right now, Melissa in Florida. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Well, how am I doing? Am I laying it out for folks, or am I doing a bad job?
Yeah, you're doing a great job, as always.
Well, you are, too. What's up?
Thank you. Have you heard of John Kelly, a reverse speech analyst?
Yeah, I don't get into stuff like that. I don't get into Planet X. I don't get into Martians. I don't get into reverse speech.
Okay.
I'm not saying that all that might not be true.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stick with the Associated Press.
Right.
The CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets into the New York and D.C. skyline at 8:30 in the morning on September 11th, 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'll just stick with that. That's hard enough for folks to believe when it's admitted.
Okay. Another thing is I wanted to say that one day I tried to tell you, but you had to leave for commercial. There's a show on Monday through Friday. It's C-SPAN, and it's Washington Journal, where all these, you know, political people get up and talk, and then people are allowed to call in.
And now every caller is talking about, or 90% are talking about the New World Order, PNAC, the government carrying out 9/11. So now, for the first time in 30 years, C-SPAN is screening calls.
They have one line, do you agree with President Bush or do you disagree, is the other line. And
the other one is undecided or independent.
The other one, well, they have an international line that I just saw. But I have something on tape where someone called in and mentioned your name and David Shippers and all this stuff. But if I just wanted to let people know.
Well, I'm begging you to mail that to me and to
say
that.
Can I play it right now? And I can mail it to you also?
Well, you want to play it?
Yeah, I've got it ready to play.
Well, a lot of you got to put your phone right up to the speaker.
Okay. Let me go. Okay, let me try it. Okay?
You got it ready?
Yeah, hold on.
Sure, go ahead. This is high tech, folks. Here we go.
Our first call for Eleanor Hill is from Tallahassee, Florida. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. I just want to make 2 points. The first one about the intelligence, of course, I'm a reader of the American Free Press, the only uncensored paper in the country, and they have 50 unanswered questions about that. I think more people should read that. Secondly, are you familiar with who David Shippers is?
David Shippers.
Yeah, he's the man that got Clinton impeached and took down the mob in Chicago.
Right.
Okay, why doesn't anybody talk to him? Again, you know, he was on Alex Jones' show out of Austin, Texas. He tried to personally contact Ashcroft, contact Hastert. Again, you know, everybody always told him, we'll get back to you, we'll get back to you. And to this day, no one's gotten back to him. So this guy's representing FBI agents who are hopping mad, who wanted to go after the president for tying their hands and stopping them from getting Al-Qaeda.
Well, our investigators did talk to many FBI agents that had complaints. I believe, I'd have to check, I think we may have talked to some of the individuals Mr. Shippers is involved with. And we do know there were many unhappy agents. We tried to talk to them, and if you read our report, I think you'll find it shows there were many problems at the FBI before 9/11, and hopefully Director Mueller is doing his best to correct those.
Problems?
Did you hear it, Alex?
Yeah, it's like saying Joseph Mengele was, you know, sewing kids together and cutting their eyeballs out. It was a problem. It was a mistake. It was a boo-boo. Whenever Charlie Manson was cutting people open, it was an accident. I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, that was Eleanor Hill, the staff director of the whitewash, you know, the 9/11 intelligence report.
Yeah.
She was on there for like an hour, and there was people calling
The White House, the Justice Department sent letters to Shippers and to Klayman and to Wright saying, you'll be arrested if you testify or tell anybody anything. That was on the National Press Club, and they know that.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to let people know that if they want to get word out to people that have no clue and to wake them up, that's a great show to call in because they can sometimes give you a good minute or two to talk before they cut you off, and you can get out like Alex's website and things like that.
Please send me that tape. I'm begging.
Okay, and also wanted to let you know that I also taped. I don't have it queued up, but I can send it to you. The two widows of the 9/11. You know that their husbands.
I need that too. Everybody keeps telling me about that. The New York Observer.
I can. You wanted me to call back or something, I can play it. But they asked at least 15 questions that were awesome questions about, you know, why the plane stood down and everything.
You know, why don't you do that in the third hour? This is
going
to be our new audio producer.
And I also got Arnold on tape, and he was talking about how his dad was the head of a refugee camp where he and Arnold fed all the people, people. And he's totally against socialism and communism.
Arnold was born in 1947. So it'd be kind of hard for him to feed the poor Jews at the concentration camp.
And he talks about how he's totally against socialism and communism and totally for free enterprise and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's sure.
And can one more thing I say? Rumsfeld admit to a missile hitting the Pentagon instead of, you know, a plane.
Now, I keep hearing about this video clip. Do you have that?
I don't have a video clip, but there's a transcript if you go to the other Genesis Communication Network live site. It's thepowerhour.com.
Yeah, they've got
that. You go on there, there's a transcript from Parade Magazine with
Yeah, we've posted the Parade Magazine article at InfoWars.com.
Yeah, I don't have a video, unfortunately, but I'm going to keep watching and listening and taping and everything. So
yeah, that was the Parade Magazine like a week after, and then they got all that into the memory hole. Listen, do me a favor. Promise me that you'll send me those tapes standard play speed.
Okay, and can I call back and play the one?
Yeah, do it in the third hour.
All right.
Or if that's not a good time for you, do it.
I can just do it any time today.
Well, yeah, third hour because I got a guest next hour. But listen.
All right.
Promise me you'll send me that C-SPAN, but more importantly,
those
women.
Just an audio tape.
Oh, it's audio
tape. Yeah, it's audio.
So how do you record stuff off TV audio-wise?
I put my, I have like a CD player, double cassette deck, and I just put it up to the speaker of the television show.
I wish we could catch all this stuff.
I wish I had found a tape in time to record it, you know, VCR, but I didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, still send it to me, and we'll talk to you. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Melissa. What a nice lady. Hank in Texas. Hank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. You need to put Melissa on your staff over there. She's
well,
got
here's
good
the
stuff.
Problem. Yeah, I don't have time to tell staff what to do, and we don't have the funds to pay a bunch of staff, though we need to do that to have more production. I'm the one that actually does everything. So,
well, listen, I wanted to bring to light something that I guess just hit me out of a bolt yesterday when I was listening to Tim Russert, and he was interviewing
those women,
Colin Powell. Well, Powell. And it's a kind of a device that the media seems to be using and plays into the hands of the government, and the government plays into that. They will ask questions, or Tim Russert asked a question of Colin Powell about, some people being ushered out of the country right after 9/11. He said, well, he says, if they're, you know, he just blows it off and doesn't, but the device part is that the question is always asked of the person who doesn't have first-hand information.
Well,
like you're asking questions about Wolfowitz, you know.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I didn't see that. But the head anti-terror czar told the Washington Times and an entire room of reporters, it was in about, what, 50 papers a week ago? How many papers? My local paper had the article that, well, 140 but of the bin Ladens. And other groups were, the plane made 10 stops and left the country. And you're telling me Powell denied that?
Powell said there was, I've got it on tape and I probably should cue it up and play it again. But in
well, you probably should mail that to me.
I
need you
that.
Guys help. And listen, we've got some interns. I've just got to take time to go get me this, and that on CD so I can play that here.
Well, he'll ask the question.
Or listen, I'll tell listeners this. Interesting stuff, put it on a normal CD. Mm-hmm. You know, put it on your VCR, plug it in your computer, dump it over to CD. It's easy to do. Mail it to me. I'll play this stuff. Help me out, folks.
Yeah, we can do that.
I hate to ask you to do it, but my problem is I got people that will help here locally, but I got to sit there and tell them what to do. I got to go have coffee with them. I got to pat them on the head. I don't have time. I did a couple radio interviews this morning. I did some. I mean, I don't have time to ever stop.
But it's the thing that people have to be aware of, that the device being that Tim Russert will try to look like he's being an objective journalist by asking a question of a person about some third party.
And then he didn't follow up. He had to know.
And he didn't.
That a cabinet level official admitted that was true.
Right. He didn't follow up, but he said, well, listen, he can appear to be objective by asking the question, but he asked the question of a person that wouldn't have firsthand information, would only be...
Well, he asked a question, of somebody intimately involved in September 11th.
Right. But that's all I really had. I'll try to get that you want it on a CD?
Well, what I'm saying to listeners is, number one, if you're going to send me a CD, send me the video of it. Two, I'll put it on local TV. I need people's help for research. I want to thank those that have helped. Tape stuff, clearly mark where it's at, and then if you want to go a step further, dump it to CD, or you know what, even cassette, then we could dump it to CD, however you can, better on CD, mark it, and if it's good audio, I'll start playing this stuff on the air. I need your help. Because, you know, I've caught stuff like I'm saying a year ago, well, there's black boxes in all your cars that got there by accident, and they plug into satellite trackers. I mean, how insane is it to say a black box? They actually said this on ABC. I have the CD right here. ABC News. The black boxes accidentally got in your car. They actually said that. Now, that's the type of stuff I've got. But
keep up the great work, Alex.
All right. Thanks a lot, bud. I really appreciate it, and it's good to talk to everybody. It's good to hear that. We're going to go to some more calls here in a second, but what's some of the other news that we'll be getting to? I want to get into this race-specific bioweapons the government admits they're developing from Dick Cheney's own documents. I want to get into Japan saying they're going to nuke people if they continue. Can you believe that? If North Korea, quote, aims a missile at them, it's all over. Japan warns that it will attack if North Korea aims missile. I tell you, stuff is very, very interesting right now. Before I go any further, folks, I've poured myself into the documentary films I've made. They're so professional. Frankly, they're some of the best stuff that's out there in existence, exposing the New World Order. You've heard the rave reviews by the listeners. My new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is now out. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes long, really more than that, 2 hours and 41 and a half minutes long. It's multiple films in one, all on one VHS tape. Okay? We still do that with VHS because it's hard to put 2 hours and 40 minutes on one DVD. And some DVD players just can't handle that length or that multi-layered system. So, still doing VHS for a while. It's high quality, ready to be made copies from. Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get it. Make copies. Hand them out to friends and family now, folks. The new book I've published, written by Paul Watson, is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's got a whole chapter on flying Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety in Afghanistan. It's got a whole chapter on the British blowing up their own buildings and blaming it on their political enemies. It's got a whole chapter on Israel doing the same thing. It's got a whole chapter on the U.S. government doing the same thing. It's got a whole chapter on how the New World Order enslaves not the groups they claim they're attacking, but the British people, the Israeli people, the American people are all actually being enslaved by this system. We are the ones that are under attack by it. You understand that? It's done to enslave the internal population as much or more so than the external. That's $19.95 to get Order Out of Chaos. $12 to get a second copy, $8 off to give it as a gift this Christmas or for a birthday or just to your neighbor. Please help us outreach to others that would never have heard this show. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos. Get my book, only $12 when you get the first copy. Covers September 11th, the government-sponsored terror. Make copies of the videos, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. When you get three or more of any of my videos, they drop down to $20 a piece at $25.95. Toll free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. 888-253-3139. I'll quickly give the mailing address out when we get back and go to more calls and more news. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets. Foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of the table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years, or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your debt for approximately 50% of what you owe, including their fees. They provide an easy, convenient, and financially intelligent financial wellness program for getting out of debt without filing bankruptcy in approximately 24 months or less. If you have at least $5,000 in unsecured debt, let the experts at StartOverToday.com use their negotiating skills to reduce your payments and effectively eliminate the interest you're paying. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call them toll-free at 800-251-1991. That's 1-800-251-1991. Startovertoday.com is an intelligent, ethical alternative to bankruptcy and credit counselors and can be your answer to living debt-free. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call today, 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
We are up against the gates of hell, ladies and gentlemen, but Christ was crucified for our sins and, well, resurrected, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against us because of that sacrifice. Let's go back to the calls. Let me just first give you the mailing address if you want to get the books or the videos or the pro-gun T-shirts, the liberal T-shirts. They're pro-gun, so we're liberals. It's conservative to be anti-gun now, so we're liberal. All the great stuff, just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's talk to Jeffrey in New Orleans. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Hi. Last Friday morning at 4 a.m. CBS News, at 4 a.m. Central Time, CBS News uncovered a story concerning the use of global positioning tracking devices to follow automobiles. The Washington State Supreme Court said that that was unconstitutional.
They discovered the story. I mean, the cops have been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, that's true, but still the Washington State Supreme Court ruled that the government has to have a warrant before they can do it. The government claimed that in the particular case involved, they got a warrant, but that they didn't really need one and wanted to do away with the search warrants altogether. But
well, you know, that was the crazy part, is this scumbag had murdered a child, and, you know, I believe with that probable cause that they were on to him, but they got the warrant, but then afterwards wanted to use the death of that little girl to say, oh, look, see, he was a murderer, we don't need warrants anymore. And see, that's what's evil. And there was no reason. I mean, there's not a judge on earth that won't give them authorization when you got that type of probable cause.
That's right.
And they don't need the warrant if they're in hot pursuit or believe that, you know, that there's reasonable suspicion that the crime's being committed right then. I mean, look, a cop doesn't need a warrant if he pulls you over and somebody's beaten on the back of the hood or the trunk, or there's a dress hanging out of the back of it.
Right. But anyway, the Supreme Court in Washington said that they needed a warrant to use this global positioning business. So what's going to happen now is it's probably going to be sent to the U.S. Supreme Court before it's all over with.
And they're going to say how wonderful it is.
Unfortunately, and of course, that's That's just confirmation of everything you've been talking about for years concerning this global tracking.
It's already in all the cars. Now they just got to plug in the interface. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Great point, sir. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead.
There?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got several things I'll try to hit really quick. Daily Oklahoman on page 9A today has a quarter-page article, an AP article by David Caruso. Alex, this lays out everything you've been talking about on the Patriot Act abuses, the guy in California who was prosecuted using a weapon of mass destruction when his pipe bomb blew up in his lab, North Carolina guy who was prosecuted for running under a weapons of mass destruction law.
For selling drugs, and they got U.S. attorneys in the article.
Yeah.
I've got the article right here.
Do you?
Yeah, saying that any drug possession is now a weapon of mass destruction.
Right. I mean, Alex, and it goes on and on and on. It's just unbelievable. I'd like to see your listeners try to locate this article and contact
it. It was posted 2 weeks ago on Infowars.com and last Thursday or Wednesday on Prison Planet.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma always runs behind.
But what you can do is you can... I saw it on Prison Planet this morning because I was going back to get some articles. It was sometime last week with a third or fourth story main page. Just use the little calendar, click on the date, and you can find it. You got more to add, Ron?
Yeah, Alex.
Okay, I'll hold you over. Stay there.
Okay.
Stay there. We'll come back, take a few more calls, a little five-minute segment. Then we got a guest coming on about the tracker system, the beast system, and the loving conservatism of handing in your guns.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All would